Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real world Dar, that's me, Millennial Jen,
that's me,
and not so silent Bob.
That's me.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. In today's episode, we're going to talk about, Bob, what are we going to talk about?
Well, everybody needs to have something they're wishing for, they're hoping for. I think, that's what makes life interesting. You know, it's something that is not easy to attain. You think it's probably not going to happen, but it could, it's possible. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's on our bucket list. What's a wish that we hope will come true?
So, Bob, what do you got?
All right. Well, I've been fortunate. I'm the oldest one here, so therefore I've had a lot more time for things good to happen. I mean, my wish list didn't start happening until I was 65. So you guys got a little
ways
to go.
Wait a minute, Bob, come on. Seriously, like your wish list did not start until 65?
I had it way before, but it didn't start fulfilling until I was 65.
So we have something to look forward to?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. And I'm not going to talk about what's already been fulfilled. I have one more now. And I think it's important to have something to shoot for, something you wish for, to stay alive. And I don't know. I just think it's important. So what do I want? It has to do with what happened with my second wish. I was wishing that I could somehow get to Europe and meet a family that I had never met, because my dad came from Poland when he was 12 years old. And we've kind of lost track totally. All I had was two addresses. And with the help of a Polish professor at Michigan Tech University who took time out of his time to actually call Poland, and he found him somehow. He found the family. And my brother and I went. My wife would not go with me. She says she's not going over there because she just doesn't want to have to deal with it. But we went. We were there for a month. I met the whole family. It was a wonderful thing. So what's my wish now? By the way, that happened only because some unexpected money came my way.
Right.
And it wasn't money that was my wife and my money. It was more like from my family. So that was okay for me to use some of it.
Permission of your wife, obviously.
With the permission of my wife. And so my wish is to go back, and not just to see my family, but I want to see that family again. I want to meet them again. I'm sure there's some new people in the family. There's some young ones that were growing up. I should shut up, I guess, right?
No, you're good.
No, am I still good?
No, you're okay. Good.
So that's what I want to do, and I would like to go ahead and see a few other countries in Middle Europe. I definitely want to go back to Budapest. What a wonderful city. Oh, my gosh. But I want to see other countries, too. So
nice.
I'm going to do a little traveling like that. I hope somehow the money will come.
It will, Bob. You'll get to travel again soon as Corona kind of clears up, too.
I hope.
Yeah. So mine is quite interesting. So something that is unlikely, but is not really unlikely, that's on my bucket list that I don't necessarily expect to happen, but will be pleasantly surprised if it does. Guess what it is?
I haven't the slightest.
Jen, you want to take a guess? No? No? Okay. Having children.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
I am 46? Yeah, 46.
Wow.
Surprise.
46 years young. And so I'm still holding out to have kids in spite of all the things that people say about my age and, you know, all those things. And so that's what I'm holding out for. However, I am not opposed to adoption. And one of my dreams or goals or fantasy, this is really a fantasy, is to have a ginger baby.
Huh.
A little Ed Sheeran.
A little Ed Sheeran. I love redheads, and I feel like they're becoming extinct, and I'm just fascinated with redheads. And so
I know you are.
And see, yes. Bob knows this about me. So somehow, maybe through adoption or something, I might still get a ginger.
I'm sure that
really surprised me.
Yeah,
did
me
it?
Too. Me
yes.
too. But
yeah.
You know what? It surprises me, but after you say it, and I think Jen would agree with me, you'd make a great mom.
Oh, absolutely.
Bobo.
You would make a great mom. You really would. You're a loving person, and It would be wonderful for you and wonderful for whatever child you ended up raising.
Oh, thank you, Bob. That's so sweet. Did somebody pay you to say that?
No.
Okay, just checking. Jen, what about you?
So my bucket list item is if I could do anything that probably won't happen, I would want to be on a reality TV show.
Oh, there it goes again.
I know. Well, Bob got to tell his Poland story again. So, of course, I know. Well, we got to diversify your questions if you want me to stop saying I want to be on TV.
I guess it's good marketing to keep saying the same thing.
I want to be on TV. Somebody. Are you listening? I want to be on TV.
Hey, Mr. Producer or Mrs. Producer.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, sir.
Have you ever had an unlikely wish come true?
When I was at Walt Disney World, I want to say it was in 2016, I don't remember. I took my kids down to Disney World and they had what was called the Idol Experience. And you could kind of experience what it would be like to audition for American Idol.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I was really nervous about it. So I convinced my husband to go with me and my parents took our three kids around to the park. And we went to the auditions and you audition for a producer and you either get cut or make it to the next round. And my husband got immediately cut. But his moral support was what I needed to make it to the second round. So then I sang for a team of judges, and I made it to the live round. So I got to perform in front of a live studio audience.
Wow.
And I won my live round.
Shut up.
And I made it to the finals. So they sent a film crew around the park with me that day, and they did little vignettes. And
wow.
I know. And it was so funny because I
were
knew.
Were you on TV?
I was on the Walt Disney World TVs that are around the park.
That's
and
official.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you win any money?
No, I didn't win any money. The winner of the finale gets a golden ticket to audition for the real American Idol, but I was already 32 years old at the time, so I wouldn't have qualified. So I didn't win the finals. I came in fourth place with my mom khakis and my tennis shoes, and I didn't look like I was there to perform, but I had a really great experience.
Bob?
Well, I mentioned two. The first one happened when I retired at 65, and on my 65th birthday, I always wanted to go whitewater rafting down the Grand Canyon with my son. I was very busy working at the university when he was growing up, and I kind of felt sometimes that he got a little shortchanged. Mm-hmm. So I thought this would be a great experience for both of us. And lo and behold, the whole family pitched in along with my daughter's in-laws and stuff, mm-hmm. and we all went down the Colorado River for 2 days, I think it was 3 days total, but two nights.
Yeah, that whitewater rafting thing.
Yeah,
I'm not doing
it. It was a wonderful experience, and it was just what I was hoping. That was my first thing.
See, I'm not a swimmer, so because I don't know how to swim, I'm not.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to know how to swim.
I think you do, Bob. I disagree. When you fall out of that raft, Bob, you want to know how to swim.
They put you in all these life jackets and everything.
Nope. I'm not doing it. I actually have a funny story to go along with that. In high school, I was senior trip, and we were at Wet n' Wild in Florida or somewhere, I don't know where it was, and so my boyfriend at the time, he said, I'll go down first, and I said, okay, so I trusted him, and we went down this whole, those little water things.
Slides,
that's the word. Water slide. And I get to the bottom and I panicked. And I'm like, I'm screaming and just flailing. That's the word. Thank you for words today. And I'm like, no. And I mean, this is senior trip, so you know everybody
was
is,
it deep at the bottom
I'm
of
getting
the
to that. I'm getting to that. And I just hear people screaming at me, and I'm like, I'm calling my boyfriend's name, like, help, help. And they're like, stand up. Stand up. So I stood up, and then there I was.
In 3 feet of water, I bet you. Maybe four.
3 feet of water. So I am definitely not going whitewater rafting.
No.
It's not happening.
That traumatized you, huh?
Yeah, yep. Oh. Yeah, but now I did start some lessons, and now I can float. There was a time that I did not believe I could float, so... Hmm.
Yeah, I remember you starting swim lessons, yeah. And I was very proud of you. That Thank is you. A big
Float without
step.
An inner tube?
Float without an inner tube.
Oh, okay.
Just star yeah. floating in
Just
the water.
Just star floating on my back.
That's awesome.
Making it happen. Jen, you want to introduce your song again?
Well, no, wait a minute. What's your bucket list item that you've done? Or what's the one thing you did that you're all proud of?
See the world. I didn't know it. I'm like Bob. Mine didn't come at 65, but the first time I traveled was my last year of undergrad, and totally didn't expect that I would ever see over 20 countries.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've traveled to 29. Yeah, 29 countries, and little chocolate girl from Detroit, I just never thought it would. I mean, it was just not ever in my... Even to conceive that as a possibility.
So it wasn't even on your bucket list, but what a blessing.
No, not until my last year of college. And honestly, when I told my mom, my first place that I went was an exchange to Finland. And when I told my mom I was going, she was like, absolutely not. You are not. I was the only child, so she was terrified of the thought. But, yeah, 29 countries later.
Wow.
Pretty
yeah,
cool.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Ah, cool.
Well, thank you all for joining us today for Gen X, Y, and I. If you need to get in touch with us, you can call us or text us at 313-437-2959 or email us at Gen X, Y, and I. That's GenXYandI at gmail.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and finally... You can also check us out on our podcasts through Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. So thank you for listening, and we will talk to you all next week.